Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Tavua Tavura, if a lesach of grain is piled up, Rabbi Shimon holds you can take from it on Shabbos without any concerns that it's muksa, because it's designated, the reason you would be concerned that it's muksa is that it's designated for storage. But Rav Acha only allows taking from it if you already began taking from it before Shabbos. The Gemara raises two questions about the line in the Mishnah that it allows carrying four or five boxes to make room for guests. First of all, Lemute bihilucha adif, is it most important to limit the amount of walking and one should carry as much weight at one time as possible so he doesn't have to take many trips back and forth? Or maybe it's better to limit the amount of weight that you carry at one time and the person should make more trips carrying less weight. Initially, the Gemara thinks this is a machlokas between two brises, but ultimately we conclude that both brises may agree. Limute hilucha adif. It is better to limit the walking. And the brisa that says you could carry up to 15 jars is talking about carrying five boxes each with three jars inside of it. Second, the Gemara asks if one can remove four or five boxes. Afal gav di islay orchin tuva, regardless of how many guests he has, odilma hakalafia orchin. Maybe you can move that many boxes for each guest. Furthermore, if we can remove more, can one person move everything, or does each guest remove the amount of boxes necessary to make room for himself? So the Gemara proves from the stories of Rebbe and Rebbe Chia, who cleared out much higher quantities in order to make room for more people, that a person is allowed to move four or five boxes per person. That it's not a total, it's per person. However, we cannot prove from these stories that one person can do all the schlepping, because it's highly unlikely that Rebbe and Rebbe Chia themselves did the schlepping. Most likely, they asked other people to help them. Since the Mishnah mentioned clearing the house in order to host guests and make room for people to learn Torah, the Gemara has several comments about the importance of Achnasas Archim. From the juxtaposition to Bittul Beis HaMedrash in our Mishnah, we can learn that Achnasas Archim is as important, or maybe from the fact that it's mentioned first, even more important than going to learn in Beis HaMedrash. Second, from the fact that Avram Avinu excused himself in the middle of a conversation with Hashem, we see that Kedol Achnasas Archim Yakpalas Pnei Shechina, it's even more important than greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, Achnasas Archim is one of six mitzvos that Ochel Perosei and Bolam Hazeh, we could enjoy the benefits of the mitzvah in this world, Vakaren Kayemes La'olam Abba, and we still get rewarded for them in the next world. Since judging others favorably is also on the list of mitzvos that Adam Ochel Perosei and Bolam Hazeh, Vakaren Kayemes La'olam Abba, the Gemara tells three stories about the midah being dan l'kav schus, of judging people favorably. First, there was a person from Galil HaElyon who worked for a balabais in the south for 3 years. When he tried to collect his payment on Erev Yom Kippur, the balabais denied having any money, fruit, animals, or cushions with which to pay him. Ultimately, he was paid handsomely for his work and told the employer that he assumed that the employer made all of his possessions hegdish and therefore couldn't pay him on time. The employer revealed that that is exactly what had happened, as he had made a nether to give all of his possessions to hegdish since he wanted to keep them away from his son, who wasn't learning Torah. Eventually, though, the Chachamim released him of that nether, and that's how he was able to pay him. Second story, Chassid Echad went into a room with a young lady and went to the mikveh the next morning. The Talmidim assumed he was trying to protect her from any immoral students, and that he went to the mikveh because the exhaustion from traveling left him susceptible to become a balkeri. Since they thought the best of him, he blessed them that Hashem should judge them favorably as well. And the final story is Rabbi Shua had to visit a certain noble woman about a communal issue. He took off his tefillin before going in, closed the door after he went in, and went to the mikveh when he came out. The Talmidim never suspected him of doing anything wrong, so he blessed them that Hashem should always judge them favorably as well. The Mishnah spoke about removing food that is not muktza from the house and identified four types of food that aren't muktza. The Daf concludes by questioning all four types of food. One of them because they seem like they should be muktza, and three that it seems obvious that they're not muktza, so it doesn't even need to be mentioned in the Mishnah. The three that seem obvious are truma. The Gemara explains, what's the chiddush that truma is not muktza? Of course, the kohen's allowed to eat it. Now, the chiddush is that even if it is in a Yisrael's house and he's not allowed to eat it, it's still not muktza, even though the Yisrael is not allowed to do anything with it. Second, Maisa Rishon Shenit L'Trumaso. Gemara explains, we're talking about Maisa Rishon that was taken before Truma Gedola was ever taken. So you might have thought that it can't be eaten, and therefore it's Muktza. So it tells me, no, it's not Muktza. Third, Meiser Sheni that was Niftes, that was redeemed. What would be wrong with it? So the Gemara explains, even though it was redeemed, the extra Chomesh was never added to the money for the redemption. So we might have thought that that makes it unusable and still Muktzah. And then the one that seems like they should be Muktzah is Demai, which the Gemara explains is not Muktzah, since Machilin Asaniyim Demai, poor people can eat Demai, and anybody can become poor at any moment by making all of his possessions Hefker. That's the basic review of Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Zayin.